A couple of years ago, I was approached with a novel idea. Could we use these broadcasts to help share Americana with those outside this country and perhaps help them learn English as a second language as well? What resulted was a unique program developed by an enthusiastic teacher in the country of Turkey. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
For the past 2 years, this show was transported, if you will, to the country of Turkey. I'll let Carl Holtman explain.
Be the Voice of Girls is a project that was funded by the U.S. Embassy in Turkey to help marginalized girls in southeastern Turkey improve their English through the medium of art.
And one of those arts was storytelling. That's where this broadcast comes in. Every month, I found myself on a Zoom with teacher Fatma Dodurka, and her daughter, Alara, would make my introduction. We use this show as a way to teach English and American culture to a class of young ladies from Turkey, even developing their own version of the Turkish countryside to tell their stories. Last month, I was emailing with Fatma about our next session. On the morning of February 6th, the messages from Fatma stopped.
Fatma and her daughter, and then we know currently of at least three other girls out of the 20 that were in this cohort that we lost.
An earthquake devastated the area where they lived. Their building collapsed in southern Turkey along the border with Syria. While you are meeting Fatma for the first time on this broadcast, that's all it took for most people. One meeting, and you knew she was a special person with a heart to help others.
They could see the enthusiasm that she has, you know, for the project that she's doing, and through the enthusiasm as an educator. It's a great loss.
Fatma's legacy and those of the girls in this program will live on. The program will continue. Fatma will always be the co-founder of something that helps the lives of those in Turkey. In tribute to her and those lost in the earthquake, there's no ending music today, just silence, as we remember and say thank you to someone who truly impacted others and myself through this show. Traveling the Countryside, I'm Andrew McCray.